Life on the Beat with Ed Cole on the Eyes Radio Network returns now.
This is indeed the Eyes Radio Network and footballnewsnow.com. Let's welcome in Grant Cohn, 49ers reporter and blogger for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Grant, hey, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi there, Ed. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, Grant. Grant, you're out at training camp right now, and you've seen this team up close, this 49ers team. Give us your thoughts on what you've seen from the team so far.
The thing that stands out to me the most has been the play calling. Last year, the 49ers had perhaps the most boring, unimaginative offense in football. The other team would call out the plays at the line of scrimmage, and fans in front of their televisions would know exactly what was coming. They could go, oh, Frank Gore's going to run up the middle right here. That doesn't happen in practice. The defense is always off guard. There's a lot of misdirection, tricky stuff that they do in practice, and you can really tell that Harbaugh and Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, are imaginative, creative, innovative, all those things.
Exactly like they were in Stanford.
Absolutely. And we've seen a lot of their type of tricky plays that they did at Stanford carry over to the practice field. I'm talking about shotgun design runs from the quarterback and a lot of play action shotgun, even some option, to the point where the defense has a tough time, even me, spotting a ball. And that's a huge change for the 49ers. I mean, everyone knew where the ball was going last year.
That's great. Like I said, because Grant, you had wrote a story, an article about that the other day about the shotgun quarterbacks, and I alluded to that in one of my articles. Smith, Kaepernick, and Masoli have been used to running that kind of offense, and that'll be a great addition if they start running that in the 49ers in that West Coast offense.
Absolutely. It was just surprising to me. You think of a West Coast quarterback, everyone sort of thought he'd want like a Matt Hasselbeck, like someone that was really, really comfortable dropping back and getting under center, but he handpicked three guys that are much more comfortable in the shotgun, and you have to think that he's going to tailor the offensive scheme to fit them and not. I mean, he's going to teach them how to drop back, but he's not going to make them drop back every play. It's going to be interesting.
The young man, McLeod Bethel Thompson, has he been getting many snaps at all during this training camp?
He has been getting snaps, but he's been getting 13 snaps after Masoli. He's clearly number four on the depth chart right now.
That's Grant Cohn, 49ers reporter and blogger for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, here inside the Beat on the Eyes Radio Network and footballnewsnow.com. Grant, how's Braylon Edwards fitting into his new offense and his new team so far?
He's fitting in well. He seems to be very talkative with everyone. And on the field, he's a player that they haven't had before. A couple of days ago, they lined up in a red zone drill, and Alex Smith just took one step back and tossed a fade up high to Braylon Edwards, and he had no problem coming down with it. They haven't had a real player like that since Terrell Owens. So I think it gives him a unique weapon this year, and he's going to make the team a lot better.
If Michael Crabtree, you know, he's going to miss the entire preseason again and possibly a portion of this regular season with that foot injury, could you see Braylon Edwards being the number one if Crabtree, when he comes back, he's not as effective as he should be?
Absolutely. Braylon Edwards needs to get in a little bit better at game shape. I mean, in practice right now, he'll make a nice play, and then he'll go take his helmet off, take a knee, take a breather. So he's got a ways to go, but if Crabtree misses the whole preseason, absolutely, Braylon Edwards would be the number one wide receiver.
Yeah,
and like Ted Ginn.
Yeah, Ted Ginn and Josh Morgan, Kyle Williams, and the rest of those guys, Ronald Johnson, the nice rookie out of USC, they can all get some really good playing time in this preseason with Crabtree out.
That's right, absolutely. In practice, the starting wide receivers have mostly been Ginn and Morgan, and Edwards is working his way in. Morgan looks good. Morgan is strong, and he has nice hands, and he can run after the catch. But, you know, the question is, can he get separation, and can he get open against other defenses, not just in practice, against the 1-2s of the 49ers?
Grant, how's the offensive line looking, especially Adam Snyder playing center? Of course, he's never played that position before. He's just been strictly a guard. So now he's had to come over since David Boss has left, and he went to the Giants. How's he adjusting to the change in position?
Struggling. He's having a tough time snapping the ball, and he's getting pushed around a little bit. And he's actually down with the second team now. Jonathan Goodwin, the new signing in New Orleans, took all the first team reps today, and he looked much more solid.
Can you see Goodwin as the starting center for the 49ers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Grant, the elder statesman of the group, David Akers, comes over from the Eagles to replace Joe Nedney. Your thoughts on him?
I think he's an upgrade. I think he's one of the best kickers in the league, and he's looked good in practice. I think he's still got it, but we'll have to see in a real game.
And, of course, he's used to playing in those kind of wins. You're playing at the Vet and playing at Lincoln Financial Field, so playing in Candlestick Park should be no different to him.
Yeah, and that's true. And, you know, Santa Clara is very windy here, too, and he's been just nailing him in practice, so I think he's going to be okay.
That's a great sign. Yeah, he's been around quite a few football fields, hasn't he? Greg, do you think the short preseason and the lack of practices is putting a team behind, or are they progressing pretty well, in your opinion, considering, you know, Friday night they've got the Saints. They got to go to New Orleans and play them.
I think they're progressing well because Harbaugh's a very good teacher, and the people he's teaching are really bright, particularly Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick. But being said, I think at the beginning of the season, we're not going to see as many of the trick plays as he has up his sleeve, just because it's going to take longer for everyone to get comfortable with that. I think you're going to see a lot more power runs, but Harbaugh was very successful with those in Stanford, especially with Toby Gerhart. So I still think the offense is going to look a lot better than last year, even if it's not at its full potential early on.
Grant, are you going to New Orleans to cover that game?
I'm not going. I'm going to be watching that with my dad, Lowell, in the family room.
That's cool. That is going to be a great time, man. It's finally great to talk football, man.
Absolutely. Great. It's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, Grant, have you talked to Coach Harbaugh about Friday night's game? I'm sure, you know, even though it's a preseason game, he's got to be pumped for it anyway, being it's his first game as head coach of the 49ers.
You know, if he's pumped, he's not showing it. He's downplaying it. But, you know, he keeps his cards close to his vest. He just sort of talked about the most important things were getting the players lined up correctly. So I don't think he wants to put a lot on the line in this first game.
Grant, the 49ers, they lost some guys on defense to free agency. Manny Lawson, Abreo Franklin, of course, who they'll see Friday night in New Orleans. Nate Clemens, Tekeo Spike, some pretty big losses on that defensive line. But they still have a lot of talent on that side of the ball, Grant.
They do have a lot of talent. They're younger. They're faster. And I think Vic Fangio will be an upgrade at defensive coordinator over Greg Minuski. The Niners have a real tough time stopping the pass, and the whole scheme is going to be geared towards rushing the passer, giving the passer less time to pick apart the secondary. So I think they're going to improve against the pass. I think they might decline against the run just because they won't have Franklin and Spikes up the middle, but they still have Patrick Willis, and I don't think they're going to fall off much. I think they're going to be actually a better defense this year.
How's Alden Smith coming along so far? I've been reading everything online from Matt Mayoko from CSN Bay Area and what you've been writing on your blog on the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. It seems like he's coming along really well at that outside linebacker position.
Well, what Vic Fangio just said an hour ago is that he's coming along exactly how we expected him to come along, that he's shown flashes, but he's struggling picking up the system and learning how to play on his feet. He's shown flashes because he's an athletic freak. He's huge. He's got long arms, and they're very strong. So a lot of the offensive linemen have remarked, like, wow, I've never really felt anything like that. But still, you know, going up against Alex Boone, the second-string right tackle today, Boone got the better of him many times. Smith likes to fake to the outside and cut back in using a club move, and Boone was on it, pushing him to the guard, double-teaming him. When Alden Smith tried to go around the edge, Boone would push him to the ground. He has a lot to learn, but he definitely has, you know, all the tools, as they say. But I don't even know if he's gonna start to begin the season. I think Paris Harrelson and Ahmad Brooks are currently ahead of him on the depth chart.
That's Grant Cohen, 49ers reporter and blogger for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, inside the beat on the Eyes Radio Network and footballnewsnow.com. Grant, how's Isaac Sopawaga doing at that nose position since Abreu left and he had to transition over to that position?
You know, Isaac Sopawaga has practiced exactly 0 days so far this training camp. And, you know, that's not good. It doesn't mean that he's seriously hurt, but he hasn't shown anything. And Vic Fangio talked about it in the post-practice press conference today. He didn't seem pleased that Sopawaga's missed all this time. So, I mean, they certainly hope that he can step in for Franklin, no problem, but he hasn't shown anything so far.
Okay, let's move on to safeties then. The team's is so stacked with safeties. They've got 10 on the roster now with Deshaun Goldson coming back. They can't keep that many safeties on the roster, can they, Grant?
Oh, I doubt it. I think Curtis Taylor is on the bubble. I think they won't Taylor Mays. I don't know if anyone wants to trade for him. Those two have been getting third-string reps. They have C.J. Spillman above him. He's certainly on the bubble. But Fangio said today that he wants the safeties to be mirror safeties, not strong and free. So that'll sort of factor in how the depth chart goes. It's not just going to be one. It's not just going to be Whitner at the strong and someone at the free. It's going to be the best two, however they decide that will be.
Okay, so
by the end of training camp.
Okay, yeah, you said you mirror him. So if Reggie Smith has to have surgery, then I guess Medeo Williams will play the free safety, and I guess they'll, like you said, they'll just mirror each other, like you said.
Right. Medeo Williams was a starting free safety today. Sorry, safety today in practice, but Deshaun Goldson wasn't suited up. He was there watching. But you have to think that once Goldson gets back, he'll probably be out there with Whitner on the first team. Probably.
Grant, back to Friday night's game in New Orleans with the Saints. What are you expecting to see? Will Harbaugh leave his starters out for an extended period of time, or will he be vanilla with what he shows the Saints when they play the Saints on Friday night?
I don't really have a read on it. My guess is he's going to play the starters a little bit more than usual, especially Frank Gore, who in the past hasn't played very much at all in the preseason. I think Frank Gore is going to get plenty of touches. I wouldn't say how many the special plays are really going to see. I doubt he's going to show much until the regular season.
Until they play the Seahawks down in San Francisco.
I think so. I don't think they want to tip their hand.
Yeah, not too early. As Grant Cohen, 49ers reporter and blogger for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, Inside the Beat, here on the Eyes Radio Network and footballnewsnow.com. Grant, I was looking at the 49ers record last year. They were 1-7 on the road last year. Of course, they beat the Cardinals here in Glendale. They had some close games that they should have won on the road, but they were 4-2 in the division. If they would have won a few more of those on the road last year, who knows? They possibly could have been division champs.
It's true. I think the big question this year is, the talent is about the same. It's different, but it's about the same. And the question is, how many more wins will a new coaching staff bring to the team? It seemed like they coached their way out of wins last year, and it's going to be interesting to see how many wins they can coach themselves into. I guess, it wasn't the coach's fault against Atlanta that Nate Clements fumbled, but I expect them to win more games this year. I expect them to be a better team, even though they have a new coaching staff that's late to install their schemes.
With Coach Harbaugh and his new team, do you feel a sense of stability when you're out there at the practices?
What do you mean by stability?
Just that the organization seems more stable. Not to say it was chaotic when Coach Singletary was there last year, but from all accounts, it seemed like it was.
I definitely think it's more stable because all the players seem very excited to play under him, and that seems to mean that he's going to be around for a while. I don't think Balky or Harbaugh really think that they have to, like, this is a make or break year for them. I think they both feel like they've got like a 3-4 year window, and everyone in the organization is overjoyed to see what they can accomplish in that process.
Grant, this team hasn't had a winning record since 2002. Is this the year that they finally break that string of losing seasons?
It could be. 8-8 is possible. 9-7 is possible. Absolutely.
And do you think that's possible to win the division with a 9-7 record?
I do think it's possible to win this division with a 9-7 record. I don't think any of the other teams are that much better than the 49ers. I mean, sure, Kevin Cobb is better than Alex Smith, and so is Sam Bradford, but I don't think the Rams overall are a better team than the Niners. I don't think the Cardinals overall are a better team than the 49ers. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Harbaugh gets the most out of Alex Smith. And I think he will get the most out of Alex Smith.
Grant, where can the listeners reach you on the social networking sites, Twitter, Facebook, and everything else, if they want to contact you and follow you and send you emails and just keep up in touch with you during the season?
Twitter's great. My thing is Grant Cohn, @GrantCohn, one word. And I write for the Press Democrat. It's a great blog, the best 49ers blog in the world. It's 49ers.pressdemocrat.com. Leave a comment. Everyone's very nice and welcoming, and it's a very nice social online community. I invite anyone who likes talking about the 49ers.
Absolutely.
In a civilized way.
Of course. I'm looking at Twitter right now as we speak, Grant. You've got 548 followers. We want that to be 5,480 followers by the time this episode airs. can I agree
with you? Thank you.
Absolutely. Guys, that's Grant Cohn, 49ers reporter and blogger for the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. He is out at 49ers practice getting ready for the Friday night game in New Orleans with the Saints, their first preseason game under head coach Jim Harbaugh and the crew and the coaching staff. Grant, thank you so much for coming on the show today and stepping inside the beat.
Thank you, Ed. This is my pleasure.
And with that, folks, we step to the side for a quick commercial break. We'll return shortly here on the Eyes Radio Network and footballnewsnow.com. Stay close.